以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容《博迦梵歌原意》第二章十节二十五，时间1973年8月28日，地点英国伦敦。
It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, immutable, and unchangeable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
据说灵魂是不可见的，不可思议的。永恒不变的，知道了这一点，你不应为身体悲伤。
Ambhaktayam achintayam abhikarjayam chate tasma evam viditya enam namusuchitam arasi. So Krishna began this teaching.First of all, Suchyan Nannu Suchastam Subhyabhadam Subhad. You are talking like learned scholar, but you are lamenting on the body, which is not at all
Krishna 对 Arjuna 的教导的一开始便是，你讲话像个有学识的学者，但是你却在为这个根本不重要的身体而悲伤。
Nanu Sutan, here also the same thing. Tasmadi Mangvidita Enam, this body, na anusutitam manas
那努修强提，在这里又讲到了这一点。那阿努修吉达阿尔哈西
，do not be very much serious about this body。
不要对这个身体过于认真。
The soul is the subject matter to be considered。
灵魂是应该考虑的主题。
But.The modern civilization, they are concerned with this body. Just the opposite.
但是现代的文明，他们考虑这个身体，正好相反。
Krishna says, because the soul is immortal, therefore, tasma, evam viditta, understanding on this principle,Enam, this body, na anusuchitum marasi.
Krishna 说，因为灵魂是不朽的，因此知道了这一个原则。Enam, 这个身体 ,na anusuchitum marasi.
The real factor is the soul. We have to take care of the soul, not of the body.
真正的要素是灵魂。我们必须照料这个灵魂，而不是躯体。
So far body is concerned, there are pains and pleasures like climatic changes.
至于躯体，有痛苦和快乐，就像气候的更换一样。
Agamapayana anitya, such bodily pains and pleasures.Come and go, they are not permanent.
这种躯体的痛苦和快乐来了又去了，是不永恒的。
So you have to learn how to tolerate these bodily pains and pleasure, but you have to take care of the soul.
因此你必须学会如何忍受躯体的痛苦和快乐，但是你必须要照料这个灵魂。
But the modern civilization, they have no knowledge of the soul, what to speak of, taking care of it, and like animals, they are in the bodily concept of life, taking much care of the body,But they have no information of the soul, and what to speak of taking care of.
但是现在的文明，他们没有关于灵魂的知识，更不要谈如何照料它了。就像动物一样，他们在躯体化的生命概念之中，照料这个躯体，但是没有关于灵魂的信息，更不要谈如何照料它。
This is the lamentable condition of modern civilization.
这便是现代文明的可悲的状况。
Animal civilization. The animal simply take care of the body, has no information of the soul.
这是动物的文明。动物们只知道如何照料躯体，没有关于灵魂的信息。
So this civilization is animal civilization. Mura. Mura means animal ashes.
因此这个文明是动物的文明。Muda 意思是动物驴子。
Now if we say to the people in general, they'll be angry upon us.But actually, this is the position.
如果我们对一般的人这么说，他们会很恼火，但是这是真正的状况。
Jashyat buddhi kunapi tidhākuki. Several times explained this verse. Jashyat buddhi. Atma means self, buddhi, has taken this body as self.
我已经解释过这个世界几次了。Atma 意思是自我 ，Buddhi 把这个躯体当成自我。
The self Buddhi, but what is this body? This body is nothing but a bag of tridhatu, kapha pitta vayu, and its byproduct.
那么什么是这个躯体呢？这个躯体只不过是一袋子 tridhatu， 即 kapha pitta vayu。以及他们的副产品。
By mucus, bile, and air, by interaction of these three things.
粘液、胆汁、气以及这三样东西的交互作用。
Just like this material world, this house, what is this house? Tejo bharimit vinimayam. Anything.In this material world, what is that? Teja varimit vinimayam. An exchange of fire, water, and earth.
正如这个物质世界，这个房子，这房子是什么呢？这个物质世界里的任何东西是什么呢？ Teja varimitam vinimayam 是火、水和土的。交互转换。
Tejo body means vinimayam. Exchange. You take earth, you take water, mix them, and put it into the fire, it becomes brick, then powder it, it becomes cement, then again combine them,It becomes a big skyscraper building.
你把土和水混合起来，放到火里，变成了砖头，然后把它磨碎，变成了水泥，然后再组合起来，就成了一幢摩天大楼。
So as this material world, anything you take, it is simply a combination of these three ingredients.Plus air and sky for drying. Air is required for drying. So, combination of the five elements.
这个物质世界里的任何东西都是这三种元素的组合，加上气和空。气是用来风干的，因此是这五种元素的组合。
Similarly, this body is also combination of five elements.
同样的，这个躯体也是五种元素的组合。
There is no difference.
没有什么区别。
But because in the big skyscraper building there is no soul, it stands in one place. But the body has got the soul, therefore it moves. That is the difference. The soul is important.
但是在摩天大楼中没有灵魂，因此它待在一个地方，而躯体里有灵魂，因此它会移动，这便是区别，灵魂是重要的。
But they do not know.
但他们不知道这一点。
Just like we are manufacture the airplane, and there is no soul. But another soul means the pilot.
比如说我们制造了飞机，在那里没有灵魂，但那里有另外一个灵魂，即驾驶员。
He takes care of it. He drives. Therefore it is moving.
他在造了飞机，他在驾驶飞机，因此他在移动。
So without soul, there cannot be any movement. Either the thing must have soul, or some other soul will take care of it.
没有灵魂，并不会有运动，或者这样东西得有灵魂，或者得有另外一个灵魂来照料它才会运动。
Then it will move.Therefore, the important is the soul, not this material body.
因此，要点是灵魂，而不是这个物质躯体。
So anyone who is accepting this material body as very important, just like the other day, Samrasthas came. They were very much eager for.Feeding this body.
有的人认为这个物质躯体非常重要，正如某一天来了一些恶棍，他们只是非常急于喂饱这个身体。
Those who are starving, starvation, the starvation of the bodily concept of life, but there is spiritual starvation.
那些人很饥饿，但这饥饿只是躯体化概念的饥饿。但是还有灵性上的饥饿。
That we are not taking care.
那些我们却没有照顾。
Material starvation may be there, but actually there is not a problem. Because there is sufficient arrangement for maintaining this material body.
也许会有物质的饥饿，但是事实上那不是问题，因为总是有足够的安排来维持这个物质躯体的。
Real starvation is of the soul. The soul is not getting spiritual food.
真正的饥饿是灵魂的饥饿，灵魂没有得到灵性的食物。
Here in this meeting, this is meant for giving to the starving spirit soul.
今儿的这个聚会便是为了给饥饿的灵魂以食物。
And as soon as we get some spiritual food, then we become happy. That is the situation.
一旦我们得到了灵性的食物，我们便会快乐。
Jayatma samprasidati. Unless you get spiritual food, there cannot be satisfaction of the real soul.
除非你得到灵性的食物，不会有真正灵魂的满足。
Within the cage, there is the bird. If you simply wash the cage very nicely, and cover it, and paint it, and the bird within the cage is crying, starving, what is this civilization?
还是那个例子，在笼子中关着一只鸟，如果你只是洗刷这个笼子，覆盖它，涂上油漆，而这个笼子里的鸟却在喊叫，在饥饿，这是怎么样的一种文明呢？
Similarly, we spirit soul, we have been encased within this body. So our natural aspiration is to get freedom.From this encasement, as much as the bird is struggling to get freedom from the cage.
同样的，我们作为灵魂被关在这个躯体里面，所以我们自然的渴望要从这个笼子里面解脱出来。 正如一只鸟挣扎着要从笼子里解脱出来得到自由。
Similarly, we are also, we are not happy being engaged. Yesterday, we learned from Bhagavad Gita, soul's position is sarvagata.
同样的，我们被关在笼子里面也不是很快乐。昨天我们从《薄伽梵歌》里学到，灵魂的状况是 sarvagata。
Soul can go anywhere. That is, it has got the freedom.
灵魂可以到任何地方，即它有自由。
Those who are spiritually advanced by yogic mystic power, they can also move anywhere he likes. Anima logima siddhi.
那些灵性上进步的人，通过瑜伽的玄秘力量，也可以到他想要的任何地方。
There are still yogis in India who early in the morning takes bath in four dhamas. Haridwar, Jagannath Puri, Rameswaram and Dwarka.
现在在印度还有一些瑜伽师能够一清早在四个达玛沐浴，即 Haridwar, Jagannath Puri, Rameswaram 和 Dwarka。
There are still yogis.
现在还有这样的瑜伽师。
Within 1 hour, they will take bath in four places.
在一个钟头之内，他们能在四个地方沐浴。
Sarvagata, the speed. They will sit down in one place, and by yogic prayer process, within few minutes, will get up. Deep in here, in this water.
他们能够坐在一个地方，通过瑜伽的方法，在几分钟里能够起来，然后进到另一个地方水里面。
Suppose in London, you dip, take your dip in the Thames River, and when you get up, you see in Calcutta Ganges.
比如说在伦敦，如果你浸在泰晤士河里面，然后当你起来的时候，你已经看见加尔各答的恒河了。
There is yogic process like that.
有这样的瑜伽的方法。
Sarvagata. So, the spirit soul has got so much freedom. Sarvagata. Anywhere he likes, he can go.
因此灵魂有这么多的自由， Sarvagata 可以去他想要的任何地方。
But this impediment is this body, which is checking our freedom.
但是障碍是这个躯体，阻止我们的自由。
So, if you get rid of this material body and be situated in spiritual body, just like Narad Muni, he can move anywhere, he's moving, his business is moving.
如果你可以摆脱这个物质的躯体，处于灵性的躯体之中，正如 Narad Muni, 他可以去任何地方，他在到处走动，他的任务便是走动。
Sometimes he's going to Vaikuntha Loka, sometimes he's comingto this material loka. He has got spiritual body. He is free to move anywhere. Space man.
有时候他去 Vaikuntha Loka, 有时候来到这个物质的 Loka. 他有灵性的躯体，可以自由地到任何地方。他是太空人。
They are trying to travel in the space by machine. There is no necessity of machine.Jantra Rurani Maya, the machine is made of Maya.
他们想要借助机器在太空中旅行，实际上没有必要有机器，机器是用 Maya 做成的。
But you have got your own power. That is very speedy. So it is being checked.
如果你有你自己的力量，那是非常方便快速的。现在这样的力量被阻止了。
Therefore, one should be very much careful how to get this soul out of this engagement of this material body. That should be our first concern.
因此，一个人应该非常认真的想要把灵魂从这个物质躯体的束缚中解脱出来，那应该是我们最关心的。
But those who are simply concerned with this body, they are no better than the animals, cows and asses. So,
但是那些只是关心这个躯体的人，他们就像动物一样，像母牛和驴子。
They were gokhar. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma yujyati jatirtha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu abhigyesu saeva gokhar. Gokhara. Gokhara means asses and cows.
Gokhara 意思是驴子和母牛。
So this civilization, modern civilization, having no information of the soul, it is simply a pack of animals only, that's all.
现在的这个文明，现代文明，没有灵魂的讯息，只是一群动物罢了。
Therefore, they do not care what is the resultant action of their activities. They do not care for piety and vicious activities. They take everything.
因此他们不在意他们活动的反应是什么，他们不在意前程的活动或是邪恶的活动，他们什么都采取。
That is Asuric civilization.
那是阿苏罗的文明。
Pravittincha nivittincha navidu asurajana. Asurajana means these rascals, asuras, atheists, fools, rascals, they do not know pravitti and nivitti.
Asurajana 意思是这些恶棍们 asura 们无神论者傻瓜，他们不知道什么是 pravitti， 什么是 nivitti。
Pravitti means in which subject matter we should take interest. That is called pravitti. And nivitti means in which subject matter we shall not take interest, or we shall try to give it up.
Pravitti 意思是什么样的主题我们应该感兴趣，而 nivitti 意思是什么样的主题我们应该不感兴趣或者应该放弃。
The asurajana, they do not.
那些阿苏拉家呢，他们不知道。
Just like we have got pravitti, inclination. Loki bhavaya amisa madhya siva nityasku jantu. Every living entity has got materially. There are two natures, spiritual and material. Materially, the inclination of sex enjoyment, and eating meat, amisha. Amisha means eating meat, flesh, and fish like that. That is called amisha.
我们都有 pravritti 倾向，有两种本性，灵性的和物质的。物质上的倾向是性享受和肉食。Amisha 意思是吃血肉鱼等等。
Non-vegetarian means niramisha.
非素食便意味着 niramisha。
Amisha and madda and babaya. Babaya means sex.
Vivaya 意思是性。
Loki babaya amisha madda seva. Sex, indulgence, and eating meat, flesh, eggs, and drinking wine.
Loki vivaya amisha madda seva. 性享受肉是肉血蛋饮酒。
Madda means liquor.
Madda 意思是酒精。
So, nityasu jantu. When he is in the material world, he is called jantu. Jantu means animal.
Jantu. 当一个人在物质世界的时候，他被称为 jantu， 意思是动物。
Although he is living entity, he is not called jiva soul.
虽然他是生物体，他并不被称为是 jiva 灵魂。
He is called jantu.
他被称为 jantu.
Jantar deho upapattaye. Jantar, this material body is developing for the zone two, or animal.
这个物质躯体是为了疆土及动物准备的。
Anyone who is devoid of spiritual knowledge, he is called zone two or animal.
任何没有灵性知识的人被称为疆土及动物。
This is the shastra. Jantar deho upavattaye. Who gets this material body? Jantu. Animal.
这是经典的现实。谁得到这个物质躯体呢？是疆土动物。
So, so long we shall get on or continually get or change this material body.We remain zone two animal.
因此，只要我们还是继续得到或者改变这个物质躯体，我们就仍然是疆土动物。
Klesha de asa de ha, a zone two animal can tolerate, or he is forced to tolerate.
一个疆土动物能够忍受，或者他必须忍受。
Just like a bullock.Yoked in the car and whipping, he has to tolerate.
比如一头公牛在拉车受鞭打，他必须得忍受。
He cannot get out of it.
他无法摆脱。
Similarly, when they are taken to slaughterhouse to be killed, he has to tolerate it. There is no way. This is called jhontu.
同样的。当他们被带到屠宰场被屠杀，也必须得忍受，没有别的办法。这边是疆土。
So those who have surrendered to the material nature, he has to suffer.
因此，那些皈依了物质自然的人，他必定得受苦。
He has to suffer. There is no way out.
他必定得受苦，没有别的路可走。
You have accepted this body, you must suffer.
你接受了这个躯体，必定得受苦。
Klesha de asa de ha, this material body means suffering.
这个物质躯体便意味着苦难。
But they do not know this. They are making so many arrangements and plans how to become happy, how to become peaceful without any miserable condition.
他们不知道这一点。他们做那么多的安排计划，如何能够变得快乐，如何能够平和平，没有任何苦难的状况。
But these askers do not know that so long you have got this material body, either a king's body or an ant's body, you must have suffered.
但是这些恶鬼们，他们不知道，只要你还有这个物质的躯体，无论是一个国王的躯体或是蚂蚁的躯体，你必定得受苦。
They do not.Therefore, Krishna says here that you take care of the soul.
他们不知道这一点，因此 Krishna 在这里说，你要照料这个灵魂。
Tasmadinam, tasmadinam viditva. Just try to understand the soul is important. You haven't got to lament for this body.
要试着理解，灵魂是重要的，你不必要为这个躯体而悲伤。
This is already settled. So much suffering, so much comforts we'll get.
这是早已经设定了的，有这么多的痛苦，这么多的舒适，你能够得到。
Although the body, material body, but because the material body is also created according to the three qualities.
因为物质躯体也是按照三种形态而创造的。
Karanam gunasangasya sadasad janma jonishu. When the inquiry is that why one has got the king's body and why one has got the pig's body. There are so many other bodies, 8,400,000 of different types of bodies. So why the difference is there?
有人会问，为什么有人得到国王的躯体，而有人得到了猪的躯体？ 还有那么多其他的躯体，240万种不同种类的躯体，为什么有这么些区别呢？
That difference is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam, karanam means cause. Why these varieties are born? Karanam gunasanga asya asa jivasa. He is associating with different kinds of qualities, and therefore he is getting a different type of body. Karanam gunasanga asya.
这种区别在不加梵歌中解释了 Karanam 意思是原因，为什么有这么些种类呢？因为它在和不同种类的形态所联谊，因此它得到不同种类的躯体。
Therefore our business should be not to associate with the material quality, even after goodness.
因此我们的任务便是不和物质形态所联谊，即便是善良形态。
Material quality, goodness means the brahminical quality. Satta sama dhamma tithika.
物质形态的善良意思是 brahmana 的品质。
Devotional service is transcendental to these good qualities also.
奉献服务是超越甚至这些好的品质的。
In this material world,If somehow or other he has got the birth in a Brahmana family or is executing his duties exactly a strict Brahmana, still he is conditioned under the laws of this material nature, still. And what we speak of others, those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance.
在这个物质世界中，如果一个人这样或那样的出生在一个 Brahmana 的家庭中，或者他履行他的义务就像一个严格的 Brahmana 一样，但他仍旧是被物质自然的定律所束缚的，仍旧被束缚。
Their position is most abominable.
因此更不要说其他人了，他们在情欲和愚昧形态之中，他们的状况是非常糟糕的。
Dahanna guna vittishta adhogacchanti tamas. Those who are in the modes of ignoranceJaghanra, very abominable condition.
那些在愚昧形态中的人 Jaghanra, 非常糟糕的状况。
So at the present moment, that is Sudra, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. In this age of Kali, everyone is in the modes of ignorance. Sudra.
在这个卡利年代中，每一个人都是在愚昧形态之中，是 Sudra.
They do not know.Because they are not, one who knows that I am spirit, soul and not this body, he is Brahma. And one who does not know, he is Sudra, Kripana.
一个人知道我是灵魂，我不是这个躯体，他便是 Brahmana. 如果一个人不知道这些，他便是 Sudra 或 Kripana.
Itad vidityaja prayati sa Brahma. Everyone dies.That's all right. But one who dies after knowing the spiritual truth.
每个人都会死，这是对的。但是一个人应该在知道了灵性的真理之后再死。
Just like here, the students who are trying to understand what is spiritual life. And somehow or other, if he understands that is spirit soul at least,then he becomes Brahma.
正如这儿，这些学生们试着要理解什么是灵性的生活。如果这样或那样的，他理解了他是灵魂，那么至少他成了 Brahmana。
He becomes Brahma. Etad viditya. And one who does not understand, he is Kripana. Kripana means miser. Brahmana means liberal. These are the Shastric injunctions.
如果一个人不知道这一点，他是 Kripana。 Kripana 意思是小气鬼， Brahmana 意思是大方的，这些是经典的宣誓。
So first of all we have to become Brahmana, then Vaishnava.
因此首先我们应该成为 Brahmana, 然后成为 Vaishnava.
Brahmana simply knows that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi.
Brahmana 只知道我是灵魂 Aham Brahmasmi
Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma By such knowledge one becomes、Prasannatma
通过这样的姿势一个人成了 Prasannatma
Means relief
意思是减轻了负担的轻松的
As you feel relief if there is burden on your head and when the burden is taken away you feel relief similarly this ignorance that I am this body is a great burden a burden upon us
如果你头上有负担而这个负担被拿走了你便感到轻松了同样的我是这个躯体这种愚昧也是一个巨大的负担在我们身上巨大的负担
So when you get out of this body then you feel relieved
如果你摆脱了这个负担那你便感觉轻松了
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma means when actually one understands that I am not this body I am so then he has to work so hard for maintaining this body So he gets relieved. Why am I working so hard for this lump of material thing? Let me execute my real necessity of life, spiritual life.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma 意思是如果一个人理解了我不是这个躯体我是灵魂那么他过去必须得非常努力的工作来维系这个身体他便能够摆脱轻松了他会想为什么我要这么努力工作只是为了这么一团物质的东西呢我应该履行我真正的灵性真正的生命的需要灵性的生活
There is great relief There is great relief Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kanti Relief means there is a hankering no lamentation These are the Brahma Bhuta
那是很大的解脱便不再有渴望不再有悲伤这被称为 Brahma Bhuta
So our actual business is to become Brahma Bhuta So who can become that is explained already
因此我们真正的任务是要成为 Brahma Bhuta 那么谁能成为 Brahma Bhuta 呢这已经解释过了
Krishna has already explained that what is that meant?
Krishna 已经解释过了在那一节诗里面 Yamhina Vyatyanti Iti
Bhatanti does not give pain
Vyatyanti 意思是不给予痛苦
Material burden that is always troublesome
物质的负担总是非常苦难的
Even this bodyThis is also another burden.
即便这个躯体，这也是另外一个负担。
We have to carry it.
我们必须抬着它。
So, when one is not disturbed by this bodily pain and pleasure, there is no pleasure, simply pain. Here pleasure means a little absence of pain.
因此，如果一个人不被躯体的痛苦和快乐所打扰，实际上没有快乐只是痛苦这里的快乐意思是痛苦的短暂的不存在
Just like you have got a boil here what is it called? Boil? Puriya? So it is always painful and by some medical application when the pain is little really you think that now it is happiness
通过医学的方法治一下痛苦减轻了一点你便想这是快乐
But the boil is there How can you be happy?
但是 boil 还在那里你怎么能快乐呢、
So here actually there is no happiness But we think we have discovered so many counteraction
因此事实上在这里没有快乐但是我们以为我们发明了很多对抗的方法
Just like there is disease, we have discovered a medicine.
比如说有疾病， 我们便发明了医药。
We have discovered medical college, manufacturing, big physician, MD, FRCS.
我们发明了很多医学院，治疗了很多很大的、很伟大的医生、医学博士、药剂师。
But that does not mean you live.
但那并不意味着你能够活下去。
You have to die, sir.
先生，你必定得死。
So the boil is there. A little application of temporary medicine, it makes. Therefore, there is no happiness at all.
因此 ，boil 还在那里，只是暂时的用一点药治一下。因此，根本就没有快乐。
In this material world, then Krishna said, "Then why you are feeling happy? You have to die after all, which is not your business. You are eternal, but still you have to accept that."
因此 ，Krishna 说，为什么你感到快乐呢？毕竟你总得死，而这不是你的任务。你是永恒的，但是你还得接受死亡。
This is your real problem.
这是你真正的问题。
But these rascals do not know. They think death is natural. After death, everything is finished.
但是这些恶棍们他们不知道，他们以为死亡是自然的，死亡之后一切都结束了。
Now, so long I am not dying, let me enjoy.
只要我还没有死，我就享受吧。
Rinam kritya kritam pivet. Enjoyment means, according to our Indian system, their enjoyment is not meat eating, as in the Western country. Their enjoyment is eating ghee more, become chubby, fatty.
按照印度的系统，享受并不像西方国家那样是吃肉，他们的享受是能吃更多的 ghee， 能够变得丰满胖胖的。
That is their enjoyment.
那是他们的享受。
So Charvaka Muni recommended, now eat ghee and enjoy life.
因此 Charvaka Muni 推荐说，现在吃 ghee 享受生活。
Kachori, samosa, all made of ghee preparation.
Kachori, samosa 都是用 ghee 做成的。
Then I have no money, sir. Where shall I get ghee?
而先生，我没有钱，我怎么能得到 ghee 呢？
Rinam kritya, beg, borrow, steal, get ghee.
Kritam kritva, 乞讨、借、偷，各种方法得到 ghee.
Samara, black market, white market, anyway.
这样或者那样，黑市、白市，什么方法都可以。
Bring money and ghee, that's all.
得到钱，得到 ghee.
Rinam kritya, kritam kritva, eat as much possible.
能吃多少给便吃多少。
Dinam kritya kritam pive, javat jive sukham bhitti. Jive, sukham jive. So long as you live, live merrily, but nicely. Then,
只要你活着，快乐的生活，很好的生活。
This is the theory of all the European philosophers.
那也是所有的欧洲哲学家们的理论。
Live merrily.But the philosopher at the end becomes paralyzed. His merriness is finished. Who is that philosopher has become paralyzed?
So, 要快乐的生活，而这个哲学家在最后却瘫痪了，他的快乐结束了。那个最后瘫痪的哲学家是谁呢？
No, they make all these theories. Not only.European philosopher, another philosopher in India, Dr. Radhakrishnan, he is now brain paralyzed.
他们只是知道这些理论，不仅仅是欧洲的哲学家们，在印度有这样的哲学家，比如 Radhakrishnan 博士，他现在大脑瘫痪了。
So they do not understand that there is a controller we may theorize in so many ways of our happy life.But you cannot be happy, sir, so long you have got this material body.
他们不明白有控制者，我们可以知道这么多理论，这么多方式过得快乐，但是你不可能快乐，先生，只要你还有这个物质躯体。这是个事实。
Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Therefore, intelligent person, they should be. Krishna is making everyone intelligent. You rascal, you are under the bodily concept of life. Your civilization has no value. It is rascal civilization.
Krishna 在使每一个人变得智慧。你这个恶棍，你是在躯体化的生命概念之下，你的文明没有任何价值，这是恶棍的文明。
Oh, here is the point. Janghina badhante te purusam purusarva. Sama dukha sukham dhiram. Samrjataya kalpate. Your problem is how to be re-established again as eternal.
你的任务是如何能够重新恢复永恒的地位。
Because we are eternal. Somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world.
我们是永恒的，但这样或那样，我们堕入了这个物质世界。
Therefore, we have to accept birth and death.
因此，我们必须得接受生和死。
So our problem is how to again be eternal.
因此我们的任务问题是如何能够再次成为永恒的。
That is Amritatva. But these rascals, they do not know that there is possibility of becoming eternal.
那是 Amritatva. 但是这些恶果们他们不知道有成为永恒的可能性。
Simply by trying to understand Krishna, one can become immortal.
只要试着去理解 Krishna, 一个人便能成为不朽的。
Janma karma me dibbam ju janati pat. Simply try to understand Krishna, what is Krishna? Then, taktadi hankunar janu naiti.
只要试着去理解 Krishna, 什么是 Krishna, 那么 taktadi hankunar janu naiti.
Simply by understanding Krishna, even you don't serve Krishna.
只要试着去理解 Krishna, 哪怕你不去服务 Krishna 也行。
If you serve, then you are already liberated.
如果你服务，那么你已经解脱了。
If you feel simply philosophically try to understand the position of Krishna.
如果你只是想从哲学上去理解 Krishna 的地位，那也行。
But no, the muras, the rascals, they will say, we accept Krishna as a great man. We don't accept Krishna as God.
但是这些 Muda 们，这些恶棍们，他们说，我们接受 Krishna 为一个伟大人物，但我们不接受 Krishna 为神。
The Arya Samajis say.
那些 Arya Samajis 们怎么说
？All right, if you accept a great man, great personality, why don't you accept his teaching?
好吧，如果你接受一个大人物，为什么你不接受他的教导呢？
Then what kind of accepting a great personality?
这还谈得上是接受一个大人物吗？
If you actually accept Krishna as a great personality, at least you must follow the instruction of Krishna. Now, that also they will not do.
如果你真正的接受 Krishna 为一个伟大的人物，至少你应该遵循他的教导，而这一点他们现在也做不到。
And still, they are Arya Samaj. Arya means.Advancing part.
但他们仍旧自称是 Arya Samaj. Arya 意思是先进的团体。
Degrading part.
而他们是堕落的团体。
Real advancing party is Krishna conscious person. The devotees of Krishna. They are Arya.
真正的先进的团体是 Krishna 知觉的人 ,Krishna 的奉献者。他们是 Arya.
Just like Arjuna, when he was trying toneglect the instruction of Krishna. Sir, I am not fine. He says, on Arjuna's
比如说 Arjuna 当他想要不顾 Krishna 的教导说先生我不愿意作战他说道 on Arjuna's term.
Anyone who disobeys the instruction of Krishna, he is on Arjuna.
如果一个人违背 Krishna 的教导他便是 on Arjuna.
And one who obeys the instruction of Krishna, he is Arjuna.
而一个遵循 Krishna 的教导的人是 Arjuna.
That is the so-called Arya Sama. They disobey the instruction of Krishna, and still they cling to the Arjuna. Actually, they are honored.
这边是区别，因此这些所谓的阿耶萨曼，他们违背 Krishna 的教导，但他们仍旧称为自称为阿耶，事实上他们是 Anarayan。
Honored Yudhishthira, these things are in the Bhagavad Gita.
这些都在不达梵歌之中。
So, Nama Sutitam Manasi. Krishna here said, you are eternal, your business is how to achieve that eternal position. And so far the body is concerned, antavatri me deha, this is destructible.
Krishna 在这里说 Nanu Sutitam Arhasi, 你是永恒的。你的任务是如何能够重新获得永恒的地位，而至于这个躯体 ，antavanta imedeha， 它是会毁灭的。
So you should not be very much serious about this body.
因此你不应该对这个躯体过于认真。
This is the distinction between the Vedic civilization, Arya civilization, Vedic civilization, and Anarya civilization. Anarya civilization means bodily concept of life.An Arya civilization means spiritual concept of life, how to make spiritually advancement, that is real civilization.
这边是伟达的文明，即 Aryan 的文明。伟达文明便意味着 Arya 文明。这是伟达文明和 Anarayan 文明之间的区别。Anarayan 的文明意思是躯体化的生命概念，而 Aryan 文明意思是灵性的概念的生活。如何去取得灵性的进步，这是真正的文明。
Those who are compact in the thought of bodily comforts of life, they are all anarjas and that is now duplicated. Nanu Sutitam Manasi. Don't lament all these immaterial things.
那些总是想着躯体舒适的人，他们是 anarya， 他们在这里被驳斥了。Nanu Sutitam Arhasi。不要为这些物质的东西悲伤。
Thank you very much.
结束。